We have another sugya, sakana. One thing that only discusses the idea of kosher l'shikha. Kanyevsky has a sefer called Sefer Zikaron. It's called the Sefer Zikaron HaSada. So in Chelet Beis, he brings down a list of things by kosher l'shikha. And let's go down what he might say he brings down. We've got this Indian of kosher l'shikha, the Gemara Harius, and after Gimel Beis, the Gemara brings down the five things which shkachim es l'lilim, call the person to forget. The first thing is a case of when an akvar comes to eat your food and you eat that food afterwards. Or chatul over here comes to eat the food and you won't eat the food afterwards. The second thing is eat the leaven of behemoth. The third thing is someone's rubber bezesim. The fourth thing is someone drinks shir chitza. The fifth thing is someone washes their hands one top of another. The rubber goes on further and says, if you eat your own, someone puts kelav, his clothing, on his head when he sleeps. To start off with a interesting question. There was a Sugya Shabbos and someone Shin Ram by Sugya Kosev. One of the shells that come up is that it seems to be common in a place that's snow and there are rain around and they want to be neighbor. For example, they speak on a Muncie. One of the things are they look around when it snows, they know footprints out of the house those 10, 20 hours over there. And then they know no one's home and therefore they go inside and they steal the rob the house. One of the shadows that came up is that it's Friday night, you're shopping, your neighbor's not around. The question was, can you go walk up and down this path over here, make footprints in this path, to make believe he's home? Or to Shadow, he's making a roshim in the ground, make him walk the ground, roshim. Bishlam, if you live here, going in and out, Namas Kalvin, Namas Yach to you, or Namas came over here, this is no mice in the Seder. He didn't even manage to become home. You don't manage to make a ration over here, just to show the Galov, I am home, somebody's home there. So he asked the Khajib, yes, what do you do? He says, very simple, put your right shoe on your left foot, your left shoe on your right foot, in case of a Shinoi, Sav Shen Miskayim, explains the Shuke Chemo, therefore, in case of a Kutsay, the Gazi Rabbanon, in case of two Rabbanons, my sits mutter, right, the Tab Shabbos. They asked him, I kosher l'shikha, you put your right on your left, your left on your right, how can you do that? He says, Yom Shabbos in English Koyach. On Shabbos, you don't forget things over here. They said, we can eat Zaysim, get olives on Shabbos. Oh, he said, no, but not the Tzarech there. It's Mazikin. The Tzarech, right from the Shabbos, Kashika Shemus is over, the Shem Mitzvah, the Schos of Shabbos over here, helping out a person, the Hezek. Fine, I said, that, you know, Shabbos is not a problem here. Otherwise, time to eat Zaysim, other things? No, you have no head over here. As I like to be having this Hasemis, but Torah Shalom with Shabbos English Chicha. And people sometimes they have any Shabbos in their Israel brought down Shai Shuva to sleep 2-3 hours in the afternoon. Why? You can all the Israel over here. Mice have been living in Torah on Shabbos English Chicha. They don't forget over here. English Chicha, exactly. That lose out the time over here. So fine, there might be a Yukhidik Shmiro for Shabbos. But recall here, we have been docked upon the end of Chicha. Now, the first question they discuss over is this din an iser? Is it nichol the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos Parak Gimel Kol Mishkachas Dov Echmush Mishnosai Chayim Benafshari? The pasuk that being done with Aschanim Ishamulchol Shmuel Nafshari from Oyv Pentushkachu, the Gemara in Menachos Daftar Tes. But no, it's a good idea. It's advice. We don't want to forget things. We're always trying to remember things. How do we retain things in our mind? Isn't it an iser? Or is it an hokum alma? So there's a Pelioit. What's the same in the Chesed Alokim? And it's Pirish on the Gemara Harius, not the Gimel. It means down the Pasuk, Yishom Lecha, Yishmom Oy Nafshecha, Petishkach, Imam Mashiach, Ibn Isser, Yishai Ibn Nafshon, Yerachayim, Yafalei, the Moshe is brought down, they said, oh, from his father, they heard from the Arka Shulchan, Abadi Ibn Isser, Al Tishkach over here, so he's for Tshuva, and Chabal swarming down the Chadish, Yel, the Maisi, Ibn Isser, the Yisra Kakvyevsky, Vasa Chadish, said, Lo Shemanu, the Maisi, the Lewis swarming down, Kadish the Isamamish, which Ramazan goes this way. Divya Makil, it is true about discussing the Gemara of Sukkot of Lamavov, Rav Hanino. The Gemara has a case there where the Esther is bitten by an Akbar. The Gemara says, Rav Hanino took a bite out of a dirty surface. Aye, the Gemara says, Kosher Shechel. So he answers, he cut off the part where the Akbar was, we'll get to that, but he ate some of that, and he ate the rest of it. But the one might say, even is there Kosher Shechel here? And Numa Shom go this way. Asad Hashem, Yimchan Piyashki, in the same as the Quran, he starts off with this question. Is it is the mamish or is it different hug of Alma? He says, first of all, the fact that numerous Yishan Pashim do not bring it down. Sounds like it's not an iser. And if you read the words of those who do bring it down, they never say it's osir. Words that start with zar. Be careful about it. Therefore, Chaim Shavadi, the Nochli Zar, the Chachila 100%. Chazal might say, bring it down to go tell you about it. About it is important. But there is no iser, not even this in our iser. But Moshe goes further after close door for Shulchan says, no, you're right, because there is no iser. The Hubal is only correct and hog over here. Right, the Taras of Mind, 300 years ago, said the same thing. From Asher Klein, if you only have truths about it, Nikon, Montana, it's a hog. So we have two miles over here. Haber from say it's a mamish. And the other friends say, Lakhtim, Paiskim say it's only a hog. This is in between Malach, both upon the kids are Shlo, the Kutim are Riakos. So it depends who you are. Neitario, Isser. Maratim, no problem over here. But in between. Maisla Locha, what's the Afkamino? At the end of the day, we should be redacted. Whether it's Mitzad HaSugim Isser Shabbat, or whether Mitzad HaSugim Hoga, that's correct and for sure. Well, Afkamino is passionate to get a tshuva. If it's in a very mamish, you're a key of tshuva, or maybe the toilet will feed magic also. It could be maybe another Afkamino, how to make it serious out of it, when the things in the Machalik somewhere, we know Chavir's account to be a serial, and we have the idea of Shikha, or maybe when it's moving Isser, be more redacted upon it. It's more than likely to be less medactic. So again, the first question is, what is the level of the Saivos, Machalikis, both of Chaim Olyek, because there's a problem with the Seif here, he says it's an Hogam Alma. Second question is, once we have a case of an Hogam, who is the Hogam put upon? Is an Hogam adopt on Schorim, on males, even on the Kavis, even on the females over here? We learn the story of Malicha, so we learn the Bekits and Simon Tzadik Al Sefei, and the Enes from Kofei, but Arichis and Simon Tzadik Tess to Simon Ein Ches. Over there, there are three Simonim, Ein Aleph, Ein Beis, and Ein Gimel. Over there, Ein Aleph is crossing Mliach to Moyach, salting the Moyach, the brain of an animal, sweetbread in English. Simon Ein Beis, the case means salting the lave, the heart of the animal. Simon Ein Gimel is salting the covet, and eating the covet over here. All three of them will have a shell and gate to the Sukkot Kosher Shekha, but focus on one of them, the case of the heart. And we see the Ibeis, the Shekhadar discussing salting the lave and to go eat the lave over here. Now, Gemara says, what is the case of Kosher Shekha? The lave of the Bema. That's Gemara saying. And is it brought down a lofa? The Shapin is not on that Simon Ibeis, and the Shabu and Maravam is not Simon Kavain. Lofa Maisa cannot eat the lave of an animal, Kosher Shekha. So why are you discussing salting it, how to go eat it over here? Why is it brought down for? You shouldn't eat it. Whether it's a Shabbat, was a Hamish Shabbat. Why are you discussing how to go salt it? We come on to Beslach Yehuda. Beslach Yehuda is brought down by Pimgon numerous times. He says, the Eich Nami who should not eat is men, and pregnant women, but in the Kavis, women, no problem. The Sula is no problem. Women have no Issa Koshul Shekho. In the Sivis, the Chavis Das, also Sinai Beis, says the same thing. Only Zecharim, Noshim Beseder, Zevcheteder, or Choshulchon, Yad Yudo. Therefore, Chaim Kinevsky writes, Poshit. Yeah, Poshit, Halach is, and no Isser upon the Kavis. No Shiloh. Now, you could clarify, what does that mean, there's no Isser, no on Hogo? Does it mean there's no Shivcha, they don't forget? Or the Yisrael Shavari, there is, but they're not responsible for that. That's not their Tachlis in the belt. They're not the Yisrael Shavari learned Torah over here. So it's not clear, but the way the Isser kind of gets another thing we'll discuss tomorrow, that men are walking between women, and women are walking between men over there, the Gemara brings down this kosher to the lima of a person. The Eser Chaim is also getting to Noshim, they also have that bayit kosher to the lima. So yeah, it's not good for them, but forget, they won't retain the learning. But it's not like there's no responsibility for that. It's not the Yisrael, I mean, the Gani with the Lachan Simim Zayin, do they make a Birch Zatario? And the Be'al Lachan speaks out, the reason why they do make a Birch Zatario, one reason is that Agav, is that women say Pashat HaTomel every morning. That's really the Muslim in the middle over here. When the women say Pashat Tomel every morning, they have a chitu that would say Birchat Torah. So they have to come and come again. There's another reason why they have to know the law is to get to what to go do. The chitu leave that Torah to know what to go do practically. The Torah per se is not the Mishayim. Mishayim is what? It's not what to go do. It's not what to go do. You have to put a Torah over there. So it sounds like they're not responsible. They might forget, they're not responsible for it. Mice again, it's very clear. The Prime says, caution, they're allowed to. There's no harm to put upon them. It's very good, especially in Sunday Saint Shabbat, he's only going to get a Hogash Shabbat. Again, from the Chabad Das, or for Shokhla, the price can be down that way. Now, once you say we hear that, if this home say, Hamish Holting, that there's no Issa put upon Noshim, what is entails get a Noshim? That means, let's say, an Isha is Muberis. So, again, go back to the Beslach Yehuda, he is Machma, right, from the Kor Shabbat, it's to be Machma on the Muberis. Because Muberis might have a boy inside, Therefore, he eats it. I mean, that is Shemesh Shimon. Everyone knows that whatever the mother eats affects the child. Yes, any doctor in the room over here. I said, that's how the nourishment goes from the mother to the child. There's a umbilical cord inside. It goes one to another. Therefore, it's going to affect the child over here. Therefore, Chaim Knievsky in the Sofah says, you just know, and the date, a Muberis should not eat these things over here. The Leva Behemoth will be very careful not to eat. Get what happened is, they do speak out. Let's say if you have a sanagram, and the sanagram is 100%, I'm not sure if it is, but let's say if it is 100%, it could have a shock in the mind who has a sanagram that was going to be a boy, and still he has no boys, and he still has that look at his daughter over here. But it could be 100% a boy over here, has no boys. Fine, nice, but if it's 100%, they say, and I mean, anyone in the Mubarak can eat these things over here. You never know how, what does that mean? You maybe has a shock on them later. Building upon that, we have some time for you. You're safer. Well, best might be a boy from out in Menekes. You nurse a child. Sometimes the same thing. Someone's Menekes, and he would be Menekes for a boy over here. We have the same chungo, it might affect them. Building upon that, what about children? What about children? So, for if it can affect a Uberes and Menekes with a son, some kind, of course, either Essen right now is a child, it can affect him later on. That's what later on, it'll affect him over here. So coming up with Kolius, 2 points. Number one, is it Isser or Hogo? Pick this one, go. This one, there's not any go going up. There's a Hogo and Chaim. Come to the news because it's an Isser. Number two, who does it apply to? It applies to men. Anything negated to that. Rubeis, Menekes, Ketanim. But not negated to Noshim or not in that category. Now go through the different cases. Now read the Gemara. The Gemara has 5 or 6 cases. Read the Chaim, he has over 40 cases. 50 cases over here. We'll see tomorrow another more, not 30 cases. So we'll have to go through, try to make it a little practical. What's more practical, speak out more, less practical, less negative, speak out less over here. Just go through the different cases over here. Now, it is Kedai to go through time safer. Same as the current is 10 pages. Not that big, not a bunch. I'll email after all of you if they don't have it. It's Kedai to go through it because everyone's going to turn. No one wants to even get solely the correct thing. It's not too tall to you. And we'll try to remember things. The first thing in Chaim quotes, first thing, he says very simple. You don't do chazara, you forget. And he quotes 6 different makaros, one Eben Daft and Dalad Beis, one Eben Daft and Dalad, one Aleph, the Gemara in Tainus, Nazain, the Gemara Megillah, Yurches, Gemara Brachas, Rav Samach, Ovsev Nosen, 6 different makaros. Now, if you know a shortcut, please tell me. Otherwise, the first thing, chazara, and then second thing, chazara, and the third thing, chazara, and then we do chazara. That's what you have to do over and over and over. That is not, you forget. First, you say, secondly, you say, I'm chayin. It means that my brisa from Rebbe, or to the call boy, that someone who is a balgaivo, kilo leave the chazara, and forget his tire. Balgaivo. That's the second thing he chose to bring down. The third thing, you mean that more in the dorm, not called bays. But Yom Redifta says, someone who is bekas gets angry, he gets his tire. And Moisef Tepshis also gets stupid over here. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samachor brings down, if he's a Chokhom, the Chokhom will leave him. If he's a Navi, the Vias will leave him over here. Don't get angry. The word of Shari Ruach HaKodesh brings down the Ikar Shechoch, the Bavorkas. What's a mean problem? You get angry, you lose your temper, that's it. Archa Tzadikah brings down the Moshe Rabbeinu. We call him Moshe Rabbeinu, he says. You get angry 3 times, therefore, led to mistake. So don't get angry! There. Nice, otherwise it might have an effect over here. Fourth thing, the Rokhan Mai speaks down, is the Sugin Tenedra Chavav, Rash explains, and the idea of being worried, Daiko. People who worry, get overwhelmed, and it's not healthy. Any doctor will tell you, and a chiropractor will tell you, and you know, there's a problem when you get worried. Now, what does that mean practically? So, we can the Sugin and Gitin Nakhonhejo days. Fortunately, the person gets worried all the time. Vectatious. The Gemara says another place called a chaito. What does that mean? So Tosfos says very simple. When it's te'elis to worry about things about the future, like kamsa bar kamsa, yes, be careful about your future actions. However, things that spilled already, full spilled milk, things already happened, and you're worried about what happened already, the past, then you're a chaito there. Let me ask, we have to worry and be responsible for our actions and be careful and think about what's going to happen. But what already happened, Kol Biyad Hashem, Hashem Amalek Yilel, Kol Biyad Hashem Ugar. The fifth thing Chaim brings down is more pesach daf and tes that a person in marbe was suited with chol mokhem of get his learning. We're down by the Rishayim and the Pleistir. Now, what exactly that means, chol mokhem marbe suda? Let them think about it. The sixth case over here, the mention shir shirim, Chaim also brings down some of maksa v'roisha tovom b'teilim. Some puts on his head narish kite. Medrash has, for example, put in a cup of shemen. Puts inside water, so it knocks out a drop of shemen. He had a cup of water, put in shemen, puts in shemen. So same thing again to Torah. Your molotar, put in the sunlight, knocks out the Torah over here. So you put in vom b'teilim in your head. Some people that might be sports in the head. Others might be classic literature. Herb is banzel, what does that mean? It means people pass around these funny clips. A baby in the oven, or bardak, or whatever things are. And it goes into your head, and they talk about it, to see it, and it forward. And this little Rosh Hashanah, it takes away a space in your head over here. That means, I know the Americans see the Israelis, they know so much Nach and Chosh, when we're young, we follow sports and other things we follow, so it takes up a space in your head over here. That is what makes you forget things over here. A seventh thing, the Gemara Kedushta of Gimel. Loza says that if someone's not standing up for his Rebbe, it's called number one in Russia. Number two is not Marach Yomim. Number three, he gets his learning. Stand up for whatever the Nichol get of Rebbe Mukhach Rebbe is still there. A eighth thing is more the Mechaber and Simon Dalib exam. The person not in Lozer, careful to wash his hands after things that needs washing his hand, the Talmud Chochem will get his learning. He's not Talmud Chochem, you need to be Daito. You see a lot of people get older, you need to be Daito, you always wonder. But myself, there's a sugar, you have to be very careful washing your hands. The Chanish Kidua, he was very attacking upon it. The Zerua Chayim Chedus Chayim Benafshay. You tell a lot of people that they had short sleeves. You know, you learn, you don't know where your hands go over here. You're always very attacking to have long sleeves. Chayim is attacking to have long sleeves. I might see, that's a lot of law. You're allowed to. What happened? You touch yourself, don't wash your hands. It's come on, you're sitting there, striking there. You touch your own place, you scratch your head. And when I say to wash your hands, now you forget to throw the learning over here. You have to realize, by now, that we said eight things over here, and now the ninth thing gets to Gemara. He pointed out eight things first of Chaim. First of all, Midas over here, about Kass, about Gaiva, about not to worry, that you're standing in front of your Rebbe over here, not to be Nisibom Taylor over here until tonight. Now he'll get to Gemara. You have to realize. And the first thing is Chazar. First thing is Chazar. Fine, the ninth thing of Chaim brings down is something that a cat or a rat ate. A person should not eat afterwards. Gemara says that it's only the cat itself is a problem, it doesn't. Actually, it was ugly over here. Again, brought down by the Rishonim and the place came if you want to today. Here in Archaim, Simon Dal, the Umpesh, Shkolar brings it down, the Shkolar brings it down, the Banish Chaim, the Mice, they bring it down. But only to the Chaim, he's most of the Urch Chaim, the Rishon, the Kamal says, not only a case of a cat and a rat, even a case of a dog. Dogs are the same thing, whatever they eat, the Mice protein should not eat afterwards. Now, Shalom, what does that mean practically? For example, you have a loaf of bread, and it nibbles the cat or the rat, the dog, the end of the loaf. What about the rest of it? You just cut off the end. My Selecha Yosher, the Talmud Shulchan Aruch Nesh, says the whole loaf, says Kikun Gadol, the whole thing is awesome. The whole thing. Yosher Vemoz, the Rechaim has a tshuva about it, the Tzanzer, the Akutshuva says the whole thing. Gami mentioned beforehand, the Makil says not away. The Eidish Shmuel has it right on the Sugin Horus in the back of the Gemara. He says, someone says not to cut off. He says those words are just Gadol, the posh you can't cut off. My says the Shiloh, the Ashur, you can't cut off. The moment someone says Shiloh, you cut off the other end. The other side of mice is more than that. For pastures, let them not have any dogs or cats that are eating their food over there. If they do eat, then the food usually will be morphotic. If you have rats in the house, take care of the rats. They do discuss over here, let's say it's not attached. You have a case of flour over here, or a case over here of sugar. I mean, sometimes they say the bakeries might have an issue over here. So you have a whole silo of flour, and then maybe a rack after it. Mice said, that way, being on the cuff, this is not attached. That's not a question. Chaim also himself, it's not a question, it's not a shalom. It has to be something that's attached, that's shalom can cut off. Something that's a small piece over here, the rest of it has no shash to it. Second case of Gemara is eating the lave. In most cases, eating the lave of the behemoth, and again, brought out a lava, by the Magavon and Sim Kavayin, Kivegir and Sim Beis, Mishmuz Sim Kavayin, Dr. Shochan, these are three different times. Yodei Sim Beis, or Chaim Sim Beis, and Sim Kavayin. The person can all bring it down. Now, first, it's a lave behemoth. Again, speaks out the Mishnah on the place game. It means a good lev chaya. Chaya is nichol get a behemoth. What about the case of the lev of a beef, of a chicken over here, the heart of that? So they're being down from the Arizal, Shut from Arizal, the someone who eats it. If it's David boy, Ruach, a behemoth, get a chilik of the behemoth over here, you're going like tipshus with shikha. Maisa is brought down again by the Shach, by the Shvuah Maharav, even that in the category. That means the Gal ignores that one thing, they behemoth. Behemoth means behemoth, a chayin, all part of that. It's called the tipshus, you can't kill the animal, the yitz of the animal we have. The words of the Chaim Vital, a yitz of horror, it's kasher boy. The chilk of a nefesh, but how much of the animal comes part of you? Now, who might say eats a case of a lab of a behemoth, or a life? So they get involved with 2 points. One is, you have to realize, we said, besides in the Shikha, there's also nothing over here, again, the Nefesh Bahamas. What's that? We know, speaks of the Kaaba Chaim, the Gate Noshim. That means, another one time, though, if it's only Tel Sigur Shikha we mentioned before, and Chaim Kinyaski said over the Chavis Das and Beislach Mehuda, or the Noshim Maisa, it's no problem. And even the Beislach Mehuda and Chavis Das over here says, in the case of the labor, Behemoth Chaim, or Eif Maisa, it's no problem. So if they tell you, Kaaba Chaim, Kaaba Chaim said, no, won't have the Nafe stuff over here. Of Nefesh Bahamas, the Yitzhara, the Chilk, and the animal, the Ruach HaTum of the animal, the Yitzhara, the Tamtim is Halev, it cannot be a person to be mapping even the case negated to Nosher. Therefore, let's take 2 cases practically. First, there's something called salami, or hot dogs. Where is it coming from? So, Lem says over, it's all leftover meat that's not being processed to be sold, they put it all together, and therefore it's part of the salami and part of the hot dogs. In that, Nashik Lanz is Shum Nechelke, it says, they put it what? She said, as far as he knows, could be put the lab of the oif also inside. I checked my good friend yesterday, he said, yeah, Maisa, they could also put the lab of the heart inside. So, Maisa, since that's Matthias over here, I asked him one yeah, one no, it's an honor call. Whatever's around, they put the heart inside. If so, you can involve eating salami over here, the lab of behemoth, the lab of behemoth, the lab of oif over here, Maisa can be inside of it. What?
The lab needs a special akshara, so the kashrus is not going to let it.
So. First of all, not so simple. First, Nashik Klein, a true about he writes it. First, it says, you don't know Matthias what's inside. I haven't found Matthias, it sounds like it could be inside. The second of all, also, it's only in Hog that's not in this earth. Boy, Pasha's a bottle of shishim. What was a bottle of shishim over here? Well, he says, who said the pizza you're eating has a lamb inside? Maybe he wants to have a deal with a nice and smoother. We'll take it to another case. The first one, we get what he said, two of them in Maisi Kami Mubar, and he gets involved in the Tzadik of Shishim. Well, fine, but we get to another case, something called B'ur Yerushalmi. B'ur Yerushalmi. Then they get to B'ur Yerushalmi, you go to these restaurants, B'ur Yerushalmi. I went to a restaurant near Shanghai one time, they said, what's inside? Tell me your heart's inside. Tell me the Maisi that lives inside. Is it always that way? Right there. Kashimati, the more Rishalmi means, more Rishalmi, which is everything. Everything means everything over here. So then I said, do you have the heter of Shishim Chor? If you know what you're looking at, it's Nicker. I don't know what these pieces are. Look, if you know what heart looks like, Chor, it's Nicker over here. Is it Efshta Vuei? Yeah, it's inside over there. So there is no Shishim, it's Efshta Vuei. Fine. Hedekhach Vuei? I don't know. Mavare. You left with what? It's an Hoba. So, or you can say, Meister, who they're selling to? So, say for Elam and Michel, he writes about this, Urbi Shami, what's a so? He said, yeah, mention any of that, women. Well, they're selling for women, Meister, it's water. Meister, what would you eat over here? People who are Medaki Father should not buy it. There's no Isser, they can sell it. It was Gilash Kofa, Meister, near Shangarak, it was years ago. They're selling it. So, they're saying that the Ashkar don't put a lame inside, there's no Isser. They have an Ashkar, all say, can he ask her, can not put it inside? People who buy it, their responsibility. They're Christ over here. We'll get to another case, a similar case. That's their responsibility. Building upon this, is Betsim with the Dela Khan of Down, there's something called the Melech, Mem Lamed Chav, that maybe has a question Kosher Shekha. The Mem stands for the Moyach, the Lev is for the Lam is for the Lev, and the Chav over here, Chav Sofet, is for the Kovet. These three things brought down that Pinus Yisoska says the Mice person should not eat them as Kosher Shekha. The Benishchan, the Kabachayim, brings out Pi, the Rizal, these three things, the Maish not eat, that's Kosh L'Shidcho. So let's go, first case of Moyach. Case of Moyach is wheat's brains, right? Wheat's brains. So they advertise very nicely, sweet bread. The Maish does eat it, and they say it's very good, until they find out what they're eating. But Maish said, Maish said, people eat brains of an animal over here.
Sweet bread is not
brain. Not brains, what is it?
It's a thymus bread.
So then, I don't know if they eat brains.
People think it's
brains. Is that brains? He's saying it's not.
No, there is.
There is.
There is.
You don't know what it is, but what?
There is a Maichel.
It's the thymus gland.
Okay, fine. Is it they eat brains?
What?
I don't know. Fine, you forgot. So the mice, they spot the vein, medakti pan moyach, atzal ha-sheni, the shulcha malachim, what time asa komachnas, masa komachnas, I think the son of the dakti shulcha, he brings down mice, we're not worried about this anymore, the milk is not to worry about, sounds like among the swamis, and shayla, the ashras negate to bnei smart. Fine, so mice negate to leave, not a common, moyach, not a common, the question is really the chaf, it's covered, liver. Yeshiva serves liver once every week, once every the second week. For a while, I had a house next to me, Elbaz. Every week or two, I wouldn't touch it. Kaveh, kosher shechol, Yeshiva's meal here. Mice, they served over here. The Bnei Yisrael again says, Kaveh, kosher shechol, the Ben Shchai, Kaveh Chai, says, Betanta, Libo Shalotel. The Bnei Yisrael over here. The mice, they went back to the Sfan, not to go eat it. That's how Shani Kiduo on Shabbos, every good Bnei Ashkenaz, and without trying to rush to the meal, well, they have their liver over there. Every fancy Kiddush has liver over there. And there is a country that in the sense of saying, Maisa Komachnas, from the Maisa Komachnas, Bindel Machlokis, Bindel, and Shulchan Malachim. It says, Novo Alma to go eat this in the room. We're not worried about it. Nashi Klein, when he beats down Chukm Chalakim, he says, But Adi Rabo, Tadikim Tavida Baal Shem Toi, when we're doctored to eat Kobe Shabbos Kodesh, very good doctor go eat it. Vahichin Yom will be here. Shabbat Chachim, when he beats down the Chalakim, he says, Vahichin Yom will be here. Vahichin Yom will be here. Vahichin Yom will be here. You are lost in Germany of us. Have also might not be much upon it. So really, if you look at all the swarm, it sounds like the Ashdod versus the Beisvart. The Beisvart might seem to be very medakic upon those might know about. My Ashdod might think is no by yah. Even the Beisvart get involved if they get to Noshim. Might say the question is who's responsible for it? Those who are machmer not eat it, they have to know not to go eat the love covering. It's upon them, not upon Ashkocha. The Shabbat is Ashkocha to the covering to live in the Moyach. The ones who are mocked, they should be medacting not to go ill here. But the mice, they ask us to do it. Hadi Rabbo, come to Baal Shem Tov over here, come Shabbos over here. The mice say, we have no problem against this in the middle of the
week, middle of
the week. Yeah, again, with the Bnei Svart have no in the gear to Sakono. Bnei Ashkel, no in the gear to Sakono, Kosh Lo Shekho. We're not worried about it. No, they say, I don't have the end of Shabbos, but we're not worried about this concept.
Don't Svart meet the parts of chicken.
The Svan is brought down that they don't eat the hearts of chicken. The hearts of chicken is brought down by everybody. Two things. The hearts of chicken is brought down by everybody. That really is a Mishnah Brua. Mishnah Brua, Mokha Brua, Shach, they'll say the hearts of chicken not to eat.
So Svan
is a Noshim, those are Akrik Noshim. It's not, no problem. Though it's a Kodel Chaim, Svan, those are Akrik Noshim. Third case of Gemara, Harogel Bezesim, the 14th case that we have brought down. Someone's Rogel Bezesim, the Gemara says Kosher Shichon, and goes on further, goes on the Gemara further of Yerichon, Mishkachas Limut Shal Shivim Shalom. You could be 70 years old, Zed Kono Chokma, and the Rogel Bezesim might make you forget things. Right? I said, the Gemara says, that through globalization, you can live for 70 years, and Zed Kono Chokma, the Gemara brings down 70 years of globalization, we get everything you were told, all the work, all this, what happened over here?
70 years
of all that. Yeah, I'm telling you. The way of Ben Rechai brings down Bereshis and Iri on the Sugya brings down not only makes you forget, but Tampa Mesalev stops up a person's heart. What time again, Allah, Kiragan, Simon Bays, Rechon Shukl over there, the Pesach can bring down this idea of globalization. Now, the question is, what does that mean practically? So first, it's interesting that the Rabbi Simon Kavayim brings it down. He says, however, if someone eats Zaysen, Bekavono, Kenoida, like everyone knows, it gives you back, forget, gives you skiris, remember things. So you have to eat a Bekavono. Now what does Bekavono mean? Everyone knows the Shemus HaKadosh, Bekavono, the Shemus HaKadosh over there, well, no, exactly how, and Kav Chaim, but you have the Shemus HaKadosh in your mind, and you eat Zaysen, forget, it gives you back, the Bekavono into you, what you were lacking, what you forgot, and maybe it helps you in remembering things. Maisa Yafalev, when a few years ago, he says, we do not know exactly how to have correct kavona on the Shem's declaration of here, therefore we do not try to eat Zaysim with kavona. So we're left with what? Harogel Bezesim Koshel Shichol over here. Koshel Shichol. So the word is very clear. Harogel Bezesim.
Does it mean Zaysim? Does it mean
more Zaysim? We'll get to it. So Harogel Bezesim. So first of all, what's Harogel? Does it mean once a year? Once every 7 years? Once a year? What does it mean Harogel? the Svarim have numerous malchim against the Kirchai. It has safer part. You want time to get over a revelation is once in 31 days. His mutter, once 30 days, my problem. Get a revel is once in 30 days. Once every 30 days, I not say how many to eat in those 30 days. Once you sit down, once every 31 days, you can eat a whole can. Maybe, I'm not sure. Or once every 31 days, you can eat one zayis. Not clear, it doesn't say that. But the get over here is our revelation once in 31 days, the mice is not nichel, the getter of regilus over here. Avishkashis. Especially in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, you go to any falafel store, go to any simcha, go to any, even good, any fancy restaurant, the first they serve you is Zaysim. And it's there over there. So how in the world are these simchas, bar mitzvahs, chasnas, they have, again, b'chad Eretz Yisrael, they're serving these olives, why not little in category of kosher shircha? Yisr, or kolpah, no, but tell you what, they're serving on the men's side over here. Don't display with the nosh over here. It's on the men's side over here. So the first challenge is, one of the olives discussing is the doctor, Rabbi Dacher wants to know, discussing raw olives, or maybe things that are cooked, or sold to a pickle, is not nichel in this category. So the yavits on the sugya, you take the gemara, the doctor, you obeys, and the yavits in siddur, and the yavits in markatziah, three different parts, says, dafka chayim, only the raw, that's the issur over here, otherwise, the pickle, the salted, and these things might not nichel as a problem. What I'm by so find is if it's tzedek, because we all know this. Atashe the Isaac Kapinevsky, he says it's a tool over here. He says before Shibimi, the Sugya says even Zaysim over here, Maisa Pagl of Kosher Shikh over here. Therefore, he brings up Kaddish, the Kapkabi 1, Maisa Vada, Prasha to Michal Mimakmer. He says, well, in those days they pickled, they ate raw olives, of course, but discussing that, when they were pickled, when they were salted, and they ate them over there. If there was a swear over Kosher Michal, somebody should have said it. Not the Yavits over here, someone should walk up. Elmai, the word the Yavits are Tmur, the Vada Mimakmer. If so, he left the question over here. One of the world's going on in Klai Yisrael, again, there's a nuclear answer, that Al is certain every single place over here. Why not Koshel HaShechel? So the more going further, Dr. Gimel says, after the five things of Koshel HaShechel, the most says five things, Meshivin HaSalibon, gives you back your what you forgot. One of the things is that Ruggle, someone's Ruggle, but Shem and Zayis. So you have over here, that you have Al with Shem and Zayis. And the words of Yechid says, when you eat olives, it causes you to forget 70 years' work. And when you eat Shem and Zayis, immeasurably much of Shem and Shalom. You get back the 70 years. So you eat the olives that make you lose it. The Shem makes you put back. Maybe there's no problem. Maybe the olives that are in olive oil should not be a problem. Therefore, the olives, what kind of salova, this way, this way, what kind of concept of here, yes, kind of Zonnefeld, which is called the Commission of Alokas, and of Yashu. Maisa, when he asked a question to Chaim, he says, first of all, let me know that the Chanish and Maisa was very makma and even in the olives. And the stifle that died fish that were makma even in Shem and Zayas. He points out, do you really know how these olives work and how the Shem and Zayas works? He said, the whole way it works depends on the tchuna of a person, the characteristics of a person. If he's a Baal Kishon, he has good memory, he remembers things well. Therefore, the olives will affect him less, and the olive oil will affect him much more. If he has a shvache Baal Kishon, the olive oil might still affect him less, and to get the olive oil affected more, depends upon his tchuno. So what? It doesn't work exactly. Whatever the olives ate, olive oil put back. Depends what's happening over here. Some people, the olives will be a massive damage, and the olive oil will fix a little bit. So then what Chaim says, why did a kid do this? Therefore, he writes on the same, for any near the yikes, not any near the oil, but says, putting olives in the olive oil. And since every person not shown, why do you have to mark them and attack it? What are you doing over here?
Does that mean that olive oil only counteracts the bad effect of olives?
No, it sounds like anything would depend upon your tchuna. That's what I'm saying. So back to the question, how in the world they're out serving olives in these places, even with olive oil? Because what of the lichas shleimo, the film is almond, and the question with olive oil, how keep olives, he says, Hanachal Yisrael, he writes, or put down his name, the meaning of Yishlaim Ma'ozm Ma'ilam, then forever, always see olives and olive oil, not tomorrow upon it. Not tomorrow. Not Terubas. No, he even mixed the problem. No, I took Terubas. Noch the Ben Echel Gimel, it's brought out over there, that Mishal Zalman received the conscious of Chatham Yevki and said there is no heft inside the olives inside the olive oil. Divi wrote to your Chaim and says there's no Chaim. I used to eat it every morning, olive and olive oil, my three countries, kilkuloi zeruchta boiker. You destroyed my breakfast over here. Why? I stopped eating it. They wrote that to Chaim, I stopped eating it. when the gamel lichas shalom brings down, no problem, not tomorrow, no shaila, many mozva ba'olam. Rav Shager, I know, Rav Chabenu, the brother of Shlomo Zalman, of Harvard, says that he wrote a letter to Rav Chaim and said, he says, no, you've been talking about my breakfast earlier. Another sefer, Adis Naskal over there, the sefer of Zecha also, it's another story from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was by the Sarvayo, on the way back, he was in the car with Rav Chaim. And he turns to Rav Chaim, he says, no, I used to every morning, olive oil should not be a problem. I said, so he's safer, I changed my huckleberry, and therefore I stopped eating it. So either you wrote a letter to Reb Chaim, or even, and someone said, I was in the car with him, tell that to Reb Chaim. The same goes further, Adis writes, after years, from some years later, he came along, and due to health reasons, he couldn't eat numerous fruits, couldn't eat numerous things. He went back and started eating olives, instead of olive oil, because that's what was good for his diet over there. And therefore he sent a shliach to Reb Chaim, and said, you should know Reb Chaim, I stopped for years, I told you I stopped, but without sugar sheker, just know now I continue back eating it over here. I continue back to eating it. Why? Except for health reasons over here. But I'm telling you, I went back to it. So I sent this to these Mekurvis, to Rav Trager, one of the world Lichas Shlomo. I could, Echam, you're right, you saw Rav Trager, you saw Shlomo Zalman eat olives, because at the end of life, I went back. Yeah, people saw he ate in the beginning, ate at the end. The mice, I wrote to him, I said, no, but the mice, you can't leave the same Lichas Shlomo as is. That says, you know, there's no problem, it's not sugya sakana. So Rav Trager went back to me and says, it's a joke, it sounds like me and the Beis HaSor, that not even one day in his life he did not eat olives inside olive oil, every single day. Maybe he said it to Tzachlis as a joke, but every day the Maisi ate it. So, again, right there, that's what Rav Trager wrote to me. Then they, we have some saying, not the way, they have Edish and Shmias over here, and their Horitz is writing about the problem over here. Each one onto his own. So my said, we have two sides over here. We have the idea over here that the person should be redacted upon olives, even inside olive oil, and only to eat them once every 31 days over here. That's a chayim. Again, it's only a hokah ba'alol. See, it's a hokah, those disagree. They'll say dafka if it's water a problem, the yaivitz over here. We're discussing pickles over here. Those will say inside olive oil, my say, is no problem. From the zamun, at least in the beginning, he said that way. It's fine, so each one onto his own. The fourth case anymore, the 16th case over here, is that one says a person should not drink the leftover water from the mechitza, from a shower. So basically, a bath. The person has water in the bath, from a shower, to go drink is the kosher l'shircha. Again, put on a lot of our kiveger, it's in bays, or our shulchan, the banish chai. Now, in that case, I don't think it's too practical. No, you take water from the shower, the bathtub, and the mice will drink it. Now, the water goes inside your mouth by accident in the shower. I don't think that's really a problem here, or in the bath. But the mice, you have to drink it over here. Building upon that, inside a shower, they discuss, let's say you're washing your hands in the morning, you have leftover water. Instead of time, you quote the Jewish guide, also the same thing. That's the different category of rechitz over here. The same thing discussed in Maimar Chayinim. The word that's left behind Maimar Chayinim, besides in Sakal over here, also says, there's a problem. This interesting question, what does it mean left behind? What does it mean left behind? That means you have a cup, you do Nitzchus Naim, there's leftover water in the cup. Do my water left behind the cup. Do you mean the water that went over your hands, that's in the bathtub, in the shower, on the floor? No one's going to drink that. What's left behind in the cup is not a problem. So they bring down, Rashtubach has a tshuva about the Chalabay, and he says, even left behind from the cup, simply by my machoinim, is machna sehura kefira. Someone drinks left behind by my machoinim, and doesn't get a kefir over here. My son, the Isra of Chaim, Chaim said, the Isra says, that was poured out, left behind, not a problem. Where you get the new fear from, lay there. But my sister says, as far as he knows, there's no problem. Now, if you ask yourself, bring your eye, what's left behind the cup, it's not a problem. Because where the things in the cup come from? It comes from pipes and the boiler. So that's also left behind the water they use for your chitza, left behind for it, it's not behind them. And what might mean? What's left behind for the chitza afterwards? Not left behind in the cup. Fine. Posh, you should have it. Posh, that's how you want to say out the answer. Fine. My says it comes out again, the sheer sheets of blood means what you washed with. That behind, seems to be my place of struggle with Chris El Chaim. The other way around this cause, a person might see he drank something, and now he wants it, from his cup they drink, he wants to wash himself with it. Is that nichol in the problem here? The Chaim can ask you being down there, or his Chaim, and the Chuvus Eliyahu to the Vushen, he says also, nichol get a kosh the shekhar. It gets involved, how much do you have to drink? And what kind of, most of it you drank over here, the person should not wash himself with. There's such an interesting question to get to my machoinim. Now people, they drink, and they do rechitza. There's the category of rechitza. I'm not sure that this is the category, because here it sounds like you're really washing your body. Washing is looking on the cup. They don't seem to go do it that way. Maybe you should have mentioned like that, but I'm not sure. The fifth case is more, the one's closer to having your washing your hand, washing your feet, one top of another. Now, we're talking again about the place game, when the Archimedes and Chai, if you get down. The question is, the Gemara Zvokim Daf Yitesh says in the Beis HaMikdash, how they wash their hands to the cat themselves. They do one hand top of another and wash it, and 1 foot on top of the other to the cat ship. So we have one said in the Beis HaMikdash, they do 1 foot on top of the other. In fact, the Achoinim, Siv and other, is what happened to the Sukkot Kosh L'Shechol. Siv wants to tie that, that's the mitzvah. Look at again, the mitzvah that way, it's in the Be'oimer, Shemitz L'Dei Devara. So don't have to get to that lesson. That says the mitzvah of Kiddush Megino protects you over here. Nice, and then they one simple halacha is why. If that's the tzur of the mitzvah, that's what you do. You don't have to wear as kosher l'shirchal. The Vayishua has a tshuva about to meet an Adam Mebel, so what kind of Tzvom Shemidusha has no chorma. Don't have to worry about it. Can't eat the same idea, either to get the mitzvah to worry about, or Tzvom Shemidusha over here. Otherwise, you should not wash your one foot on top of another. The Gemara has a yeshayim over here. The sixth case, our 18th case over here, they're putting your kedel tachmer sheisof, putting your clothing underneath your head over here. That means when a person goes to sleep, you should not put clothing underneath his head. Again, what time of the place came in our Chaim Sama Beis, but if you're going to be bigger, Mishnebu, or Shulchan, all say, not put kedel underneath your head. Again, what does that mean practically? The first, Gemara's word is kedel, so Rashi means babusha, means your clothing. That's clear, Rashi. Now the question is, which clothing are we discussing? Says the Mariel, his words are very clear. Kol ech mi begodo. Every single beggar should not be underneath anyone, should not be underneath your head when you go to sleep. The question is, Talmud, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah over there says, what would the Kham do when they finish the Mishmar? It says they would take off their big kahuna, they would couple it, and put a tachas roshayim, put it underneath their head, for the Mishmar. Aye, how can they go do that? Kashla shikol bir. So Kham sends you to the Be'er Sheva. They want to answer the Beshbal Maskan the Gemara in Talmud. Does that mean they put a mamash underneath the head? It's stomach to the head. Kam Mishas Tachas means stomach. The second way, the way Beshgur, he brings out the Mokim Borim, the Lashon Efsher, means a case over here where it's something being mastered between your head. That means you put your head on the pillow, and on the pillow is your pants, and then goes the mattress over there. So it's not straight on top of your clothing. That was the case of the Kam. This is not when your head's on your clothing. A third time stepping down from the Kedur Arich on the Tzim and the Sugir, once they beat the Kedush Shani over here, again, Dov Shem Dush over here, Dov Chalik. A fourth time, Yerushalayim Zonnefeld says, why? They're not Rokel. They only this Mishmur was there. It's not Rokel, my son is beside her. Chaim Kinevsky calls the Teretz not Rokel, because Dov Tumor. Bezesim says a Rokel, Bezesim. But here does not say the word of Rokel. Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Makhmer, even if you're not Rokel, even one time Yerushalayim Makhmer. Yerushalayim Zonnefeld, it's not your clothing, it's the Buddha's clothing. Your clothing is remarkable upon it. Or the Mephakic upon it. Well, it's nicer practically. What does it mean to us? But first, this idea of putting clothing underneath your head with a chatzitz over there, nice again, which proves example of Loshon Efsher. Chaim says nice to be machmer. Nice to be machmer. Not to be your uncle, Chaim says nice to be machmer. So the question is, play this hard. You put your head down on your sleeves, that's your clothing over here. The question is that a problem over here? Because my sense is back over here. So it's a kind of question, because you're saying if it's not up, it's a problem over here. So are you not going to put it down on top of your sleeve? My sense says at the end of the day, the sleeve is the chilek of you, both of you. You're not putting it on your sleeve. You're putting your hand in the sleeve of the air to make it more comfortable, maybe. But the ick is putting your hand, you know what, you won't put your sleeve on the gender. You're putting your hand in the gender, and your sleeve is there, make it better the covering of your arm. Over here, it's cane if you want the sheet on top of your bed. Hakim sheet is a bag over here. Nice clothing. Oh, that's that. It's something total to you. It's not part of it. You could ask. The newest people are abducted. You go sleep with the yarmulke. When they wake up, usually it's not on their head. Usually, some people might have stays in their head, but they don't seem to wear bobby pins or scotch tape to that. It's nice and weird, is it? So usually, hope is around your head to go find in the morning. Right, see on the pillow on the side. Some on the floor, some you can't find it. But what happens through the night? You roll over on top of it. So is it a bayah of kosher shechel? So the passage is, you have no kavanah. It's not segregation. it's mitzvah magenis over here. Before Yom is a cute child, the pasha never heard anyone to ask her, don't sleep with the yarmulke. No, sleep with the yarmulke. What happens, happens. The 19th case.
A lot of times when I'm camping, I put my backpack on my head like for a pillow.
So if you hold a chatzitza, it works. Yeah, but if you hold those work, the chatzitza, it should not work. It should not be. There's clothing inside. You have to take your clothing out? Good child.
Even
Shnas
not in a bed.
Sounds like it doesn't make a difference. The Yisrael Chaim Babin is not named a part of this table here.
What about a t-shirt for a pillowcase?
Sorry?
A t-shirt for a pillowcase.
Great question. Who like? Another case of Chaim Babin is down is a person that when he's in a Nazia in a Schwitz room, a sauna, don't do it standing up. I said, every sauna has places to sit down. So it's called Schwitz, we do it standing up. A 20th case, the Chaim is down, is this person should not talk to an Isha or Bashuk. Talk to a Bashuk, Choshlo Shecha. 21st case, the Chaim is down, the person should not look at the
Zohar.
What? If your wife's an Isha, yeah. A 21st case over here is that you have a we bring down the Chum Saliyo, another mission that person should not mistakle a Zocho in the cave of Shash Tashmish. That would mean, and Chaim Shal says, the Loch and Tzmuchel Kimmel and Ebenezer, when Behemoth have Tashmish, not Loch Koshel Shecho, the Gam points out that the Gam is also Medina also. Also Medina was also Koshel Shecho. 22nd case you bring down, the person should not wear his shoes, the left to the right, the right to the left. That's himself, the Chabur in the beginning, is there an Eitzel or a protection without Shabbos to get the circle of the snow over there? Maisa, even by Kroy, the Chabur says the Maisa to be Machmer, except you have a Hefter or Shabbos. They do ask a question, is the Mishagur and the Tafra Yishadalit. When they discuss when a person has a Hefter, he'll care, but he'll wear shoes. Mishagur says to switch them, put the left or the right and the left. And of course, go out to Koshla Shich over there. So you could say over there, it's Mitzvah to be Yom Kippur, to make a heck of the Tzibur, to walk the mitzvah over there, or to get Sarah person over there. So maybe if you could over there, there was a special letter. Yesh Lotan. A 23rd case of Chaim Yigzan, you should not wear your clothing inside out. Now, it seems the girls now, the style is to wear inside out with this, I don't know what kids forgot that style now. But my son, so the inside out came the right way, so I asked my daughter, she doesn't have the other way. Is that inside out? She's not sure. But my son, the way things inside out, the person should not go do over here. So like, when I get Kuwa last time, Kuwa does that, the so here, we're where things inside out now. Love, Auntie. What? Oh, the mice says, it's not a problem. There is no side to it. If you get no side to it, it's no problem. The reaction in general is not a problem. So, we'll watch it. What is the side to the question? Words of Yashua is going to get to census. They do say putting Yamka inside out, you know, people, that might be the issue. But Yamka says it's not a Becca, Tal Scott, a Shulu, a Folk, it's a Becca Shulu, it's for the 24th case is brought down together by Chaim and the question is a person when they sew clothing, the person when they're wearing it is in the Koshel Shechol. Why? It's safe from the time of the exam, Sakono, because by a mace, when they put the tachrichim, he's wearing it. Therefore, in koshal shichol, the word is suli shua, the koshal shemra. Therefore, a person should not sew clothing when a person is wearing it upon it. Now, what about the eitzes? So, Chaim brings down two eitzes. One, he says he should have a kisam toichbib. Kisam is a toothpick inside his mouth over here. The second eitzes he brings down, everyone knows you put a chut inside your mouth, you chew it over there. And we chew it that it might protect you while you're sewing. Because the sewing, it should be not the one that was being sewed upon. The sewer should put a threat in the mouth and chew it, therefore it protects the kidur. They bring down the sefer Ella that also, if you don't have a threat, he said you put your tzitzis in your mouth. A 25th case over here is to eat, it's called the tummy. Again, the Chaim might speak down, he asks a question, what's the case over here? It's called the tummy, it's trick over here. The baby that he means to get the child, not symptom of late, also kosher shik over here. That's what maybe what it means. A 26th case was brought out with a place in the Simmer Bays, Makaroma, Eliyahu, Mishnah, and others. Person should not wear two clothing, put them on at one time. Not put on two clothing at one time. For example, the swarming down. Put on, let's say you have one hat on top of another hat. brought down the kapkai matzakomaklis, put it on together. It's kashkul shirko. Therefore, building upon putting two hats at the same time, the question is, can you put your yarmulke inside your hat and then put it on together? It says the kapkai. I think the shalmi is the strangle differently. The yarmulke is part of it. Part of the strangle. Part of it. But it means the way of taking yarmulke and putting it inside your hat. So Chaim Plach, you ready? If you want to use your own, Chaim now, Masko Machla, Shulchan Loch, and others being down. No, Kashul Shechol. You should not put your Yamka inside your hat, and then put on the Kashul Shechol here. Once you have that, the Iskos of Soap, put your hat, put the plastic on top of it, protecting you from the rain, and put it on your head. No, but you have to put your hat on, and put the plastic on top of it. If you get your Shenko, you put your hat on, then you put it on top. So you get the plastic. Oh, the Kamal says that we were surprised that we have Ezek, the kind of that mice is bottled for the hat, not part, and also one time is not a bag of Betzah. Well, it's come to be a shame to protect the thing on top of it. Building upon this, which is a good point that we are, it's because, first of all, putting on two shoes at one time. You need to quickly put on two shoes at one time. So it's an interesting question. It really depends, is shoes also a bag of lamb? Everyone knows that they shall be. They get to Shabbos. The law of Shabbos is a person that said, all clothes of Yuchel Shabbos. The Kav Roshet and Ragloi. Therefore, the question is, you have shoes of Yuchel Shabbos. Yishalmi speaks it out. The problem is, how do you mean the Yishalmi? Machol Yitzkar Ben Edo versus Ben Moshe. The question is, the shoes that will get of a beggar. Building upon this, they discuss over here also, if shoes different category of beggar, then you buy a Kosh L'Shikha. Or, no, it's not Nichol category of beggar, therefore not Nichol category of Kosh L'Shikha. Therefore, build upon this, and discuss those won't be machmas shoes, you put the shoes with rubber on top of it, and now put your shoes with rubber on at the same time. So again, the ikhlas from saying, like we said, we gave that plastic on top of your hat, it's a bottle there. Also, it's not really a baggage, it's not a malbush, it's come from a shamish protective here. Nice, there is no problem. Goes on behind further, discusses what's the look of. Goes behind further, discusses what's taking off. You don't have to think exactly like next level here, the same place over there. Oh, I'm taking things off, two things at one time over here. Some tiny doctor. Because I look like it's two sides over here. Those are paskin. That means those more tiny little Chazal Miyashim, or Chazal earlier than Chazal Miyashim, Mises Mekel. We only see Chazal say putting on two things, not taking off. I sound shiny with the grass. Shmar Chorav was Makbar, Shachamayah, and Mises Makbar. Those Mises are Makbar on it. Kind of two sides to it. But just a really interesting question. How do you look at a pants with a belt? A belt. Is you people take them off together, right? They put them on together. Is there a problem? I didn't see anything from the fact that is a problem. You could say, I'm tough with chilek upon it. It's an interesting question. Is it really tough? Is a chilek come to the shivush over here? Some people do change them every day. So let's say a person does change them every time. The one time he does, he has a problem. Give him a snap bottle over here. Or could no, because some people do leave it on. I mean, I know my Shabbos pants I do take off, but Utah pants I don't take off. So Shabbos I won't forget, Utah will forget later. Each month. The 27th case over here was brought down by the Shem and the place came to Kuft and Ches, Mogavav, Mishagura, Al-Gav, and others went down. The law is you should not dry your hands at the top of a cholok. Not dry your hands at the top of a cholok. Remember what a cholok is, right? A cholok is either an undershirt or a shirt. Which moving down the top of Kuft and Aleph by the 3 weeks that a person can change his undershirt. Or come on Shabbos, Mishmu says, make sure you have an undershirt of Yuchel Shabbos. You have an undershirt of Yuchel Shabbos. There's a cholok over there. Everyone knows that. Cholok of Yuchel Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos. Actually, even the undershirt. Even the undergarments over there. So, this is the gate to undershirt over here. It says over there, a person should not dry his hands on top of it. So far, the question now is, when it says a cholok, what about other clothing like your pants? Not your shirt, your undershirt. You're not going to dry your hands on top of it. Everyone knows that. What about your pants over here? So the Mishmu brings down the people. Go to the class question. Maybe it's cholok is mamish, all the gadol know. They actually know all the gadol, all cholok. Says the Mishmur, suffer. Says the Chaim, Mishmur suffer. Mishmur says the suffer here. Meister Achol Shulchan and all this kind of Chaim says Meister be machmer here. Such be machmer. It's either in the case of a suffer or to be machmer. On the suffer be machmer. If so, you know, everyone's the same. Can wait a lot, wash your hands. And then those people who are drawing their hands on their pants. So it could be they took this out of mice to make over here. Well, mice is kosher l'shich over here. If you have doctor, if you have not cut this sheet over here, the mishmur does not pass in life. You have to dry your hands before you wash your hands. I buy a kosher l'shich over here. So mice, they ask the different gedolim of Shai, the listening time, yes, yeah, the yes, the old one time, it's because the fruits of the body, so the one time mice is not a problem. Why? Because you time that it's only a mashu, you drop it over here, well, he doesn't get a tzara from this one, he doesn't buy my hands to be completely clean enough to retire over here. Even there's no problem. Interesting case over here is you have a bathrobe. you dry your hands in the bathroom. What's the bathroom made for? It's made to come out of the shower to put it on. Fine, let's say you're not coming out of the shower to put it on. It's hanging on your door. That's my bathroom hangs on the door. Can I use it now as a time to dry? Maisa, there is a question of Chaim, and he says, good question, maybe it's closer to Shichol. I showed it to Rav. Rav told me, Chaim does not know what a Chaluk Megevet is. He has no idea what that is. He doesn't know what a bathroom is. Where's a Chaluk Megevet? So a Chaluk, what's a Chaluk? A towel that you dry, he doesn't know what a bathroom is. It's a Chaluk, he doesn't know what it is. Maisa, I see the Shah Yoshi wants time to, what do you mean? It's made to dry yourself. Avad is Mutter. Rav Chaim says, do you know? Do you know what you get of it? Avad is Mimach Mubir. So fine. Ulai, maybe Tarachian, don't know. But it's more of a way the oil based on the faces, and I seem to agree with the oil over here this time. And I said that it's made to dry itself. That's all true. That's all function. That's all idea over here. It's not like your pants made to be worn over here. Shirt to be worn. Doesn't get a bazillion to dry your hands. Why are you drying your hands? Your pants are made for different towels. The whole idea of a towel is to dry yourself over here. And this is what? Your towel. They put hands inside to pull over your head and you walk around with. You could maybe get involved with the two different types of bathrooms. The bathroom that you go out of the shower with, the bathroom that people walk around the house with, that will not, they will not come out of the shower wear. I mean, if you do both, I'll get the point. But there are certain bathrooms that are called bathrooms, but they're not bathroom. They're rope, they walk around the house, it's called a bathroom. So that economy could be, that one over here, or that one I said before, is a problem. But the bathroom, the one you for the bath, first should be my small motor, I'll be my small, tiny, instrumental pass over here.
So if you wear it,
No, even if you're not wearing it, it's not making any difference if you're wearing it. The 28th case is what's brought down by the Bach, by the Shach, by the Taz, in your day, Rish Ayin Zayin. Normally it's brought down when a person is looking for Sefer and he walks out. The words of the Shach is, Yidu L'chach Me'emes, those who know the truth. The Malach Echad, the Malach called Shneid. Name the Malach Shin Dalit. What is he? Yishayim Adafin. He watches the page. Therefore, the person leaves the safe bazaar and he walks out. Mishkachas Talmudai. He gets his learning. Yeah, all the points you down, this idea over here that you should not walk out of the room. And if you do, Maisa Yambayab, it's a sort of kosher shekel, you spend time learning. You walk out. Now the question is, what to be pressed with a local Maisa? The first, when a person, let's say, he's not using the safe, but somewhere in the room, Yisrael Chaim Kineski is not a problem. He says, no, where's that? You use the clothes, goes out. You're in the room, you're using on the safe, you can use that safe for a half hour, you're staying once in the room, no problem. Yisrael, well, let's say, it's the old shape, you're over here, that's over there, that's your room. That's your room. No, you have to see it. No, didn't see it over here. That's not a problem. They ask him, based on what to get his room, once he go up for a second, go to the best place like you say. So that's a shadow, what's a short time? All those Matina, the Yad Shol, or if Hashulman says it has to be a time. That means you went out, you left over here. So was that one of the Shani? I said, Khan Kedaki says, really? You walk out a short time. Khan Kalaji, Yashkal Abdi, Khan says, even a short time, Nantel says, a short time, you're a problem. I said, even for a short moment, Khan Shikho here. Words out, Yishlochot, over there. Therefore, Khan Shikho, Sakhon here, about to be Machmer. Now, the words are, when you leave a safer open, so, what is the category of safer? So, of course, a tape, MP3, listening to it, you walk out, it's not a problem. What's the guarantee of some people, maybe, is you have a computer screen, and you have a safer, and you have it open. Do you have to make sure you put on the screen saver or put the computer down over here? Or, no, it might still be open, because the words of the shaf is, shame and dafim. And the computer is not shame and dafim. It's pitch skulls, and it's a masach over there. It's not nichol get a dafim over here. So there is one sefer that Bidam Kavniyashki, Rabbi Bimel Banovich, said the Issa was in Chayim. They get to the story of having Machshev with the Torah inside of it. They said, Mais, no problem. That's for sure. Another sefer, Ol Yachav, Rav Skatzko, Sotim Kavniyashki, you have a sefer open top of your screen over here. Is it a problem? They said, the body is a problem. The body is for sure the problem. So one sefer said, for sure, no problem, so is a problem. So last week in Kabur, that day, I wrote to Rabbi Bimel Banovich. I told him, Skatzko says this, you say this, what happened? So he gave a couple of answers. One thing he says, he reads those Kasha's questions slowly. He says, we can't get, because it's like thousands of questions. The question was, we have a safer open up on top of the screen. Right, so you have a regular safer, then open up on top of the screen. Of course you have to call that safer. But I asked about the safer in the screen. Read my question slowly, and I said, Yeshua Chalek. Which, yeah, if you can't tell the timeline that way, then yes, the safer on top of the screen, you have to close. The safer that's inside the screen, in the computer, that's not a problem here. Maisa, whether we chant it this way or that way, Maisa, the question is, I'm never telling Shem Galsin, Avi Hashbun, Vivian Yo, Maisa, or Michael. Let's begin the small Shabbat, it's very simple. Because the strange Shabbat is the shade, the shade of Daphne. It's not the category of Daphne. A couple of those won't be back, but that sounds like the story of Poseidon. Whatever it says, yeah, not more than that. Now, we have to cover the Sefer. Can you take one Sefer and cover another Sefer? Can you do that? A couple learn. So, when you learn the Lacha in the Reish Pei Beis, Nirdeo, and also in Archaic Kufzadal, it sounds like Makhloi Tazim or Avram over there. Making the Bicep Poshkim say, Makhlof Yechoshish to be Machma and should not cover it with another Sefer. Every time we see a person cover another Sefer, Yish Lonan, that's correct. You can just shamish with the Sefer over there. If you put your hand on top of it, there's a question of Chaim, if you put your hand on top, the Chaim set back, that's what I do. I put my hand on top. Hashem says, the Bicep design. Well, why is the Chaim did that? Yish, this much, why not design for it? You're doing it for the Torah. That's not bizarre. You're shamish, bring your hand on top of it for the Torah Shabbat. Now, how much to cover? The song said, Be'ikr, the Chaim and other, for the Shani, said, oh, we have to cover the whole entire thing. That means sometimes what happens when you cover it, there's issues inside this place, that place. You have to cover everything. That means you have to have a big hat. The big hat. To cover the old pages, what's more safe over here. Otherwise, to cover part of it, not that simple that it works over here. The 29th case over here, of course, Shikha, we mentioned yesterday, the Moab in Zanaway Samoth, Master Vitri, the person that cuts nails one after another is Kosh Shikha. Therefore, you should make sure he's not cutting nails. If you cut your nails, Shloki Syndrome. 30th case, also mentioned yesterday, is the Basesim exam, Mach Mishar, the person that's not cutting his fingers and toes on the same day. Basesim says over Mach Mishar, why? Because they will know the Sachim Shabbatisha. But they say, Mishar says, well, it says why? Because of Kosh Shikha. Kosh Shikha. A 31st case over here is to mistakel, let's say, chassidim, someone who gets angry. Now, if someone gets angry, the chaim's over, don't look upon them. That means not only we mentioned the bull at the beginning, one of the first things are, don't get angry, but the chaim also brings down, also, don't not look at the person when he gets angry. The 32nd thing that the chaim brings down is the case over here that's not mistakel and nida, which seem down. Not mistakel and nida. Now, the chaim said over what the getter means a stakel, but my severe is mutter. Now, it says over here, the word is an isha, what's an isha? So we ask him, what about your wife? Well, he says, yes, your wife also. Look at her, but don't stare at her. Same problem here. So, women and isha, before are one hand in hand. A 33rd case that being down is not tackled upon a Russia, you have to know what that means exactly. The swamp to bring down, who looking at the Russia in the picture, who is not a problem. I'm looking in the face of a Russia over here. A 34th case that the Chayim brings down, students in Hedden are cooked tests. The person is the adver of a migdal, adver of a bubble, the mice makes you forget. If you're in the ear of a tower or bubble, or a ram maybe, makes you forget. Now, this morning, I tried to find a shot to see what that means exactly. I'm not sure, I don't remember. So, but the adver of a bubble, it makes you forget. Be very, very careful about that. And maybe I'll see later what that means exactly. The 35th case over here is, the more you would have ayin bein, says Rashi, someone learned to shloi l'shmo. So, you forget. So, I know Shalom Shmoah, Shmoah. But Shalom Shmoah, nice, it's very hard to get. You might get the Shmoah, but you won't get the Torah over here. So, try to learn the Shmoah over here. 36th case is Rashi Mishpotim. Someone takes his bride, he'll forget his Torah over here. Chaim puts into his office in the safe over here. A 37th case is more Arabic, the Chaim also puts into his office. If someone says about a Shmoah, Zu no, and really it's not no, nice, it's Kosh L'Shikha. Does that mean you're trying to make a person feel good? Maybe you tell a person that this good Shmoah. I don't know, I'm not sure what the ghetto here is, but Maisi says Kosh L'Shikha. A 38th case, based on the Medrash, is some of the Oisik with Tzarech Yitzibur. Maisi Kosh L'Shikha. And what the ghetto is, Tzarech, exactly, because this is a Maila to Oisik with Tzarech Yitzibur. And everyone knows that Kosh Baruch Hu Mashal Nesharim, and no one else knows. So Kosh Baruch Hu Maisi pays it back for it. Now, it is true, Maisi, with Oisik with Tzarech Yitzibur, your mind is basing all things correctly. Everyone knows when you're not focusing on learning, you're basing all things, your mind is busy, you're trying to help out this, that, the other. So yes, it does take away from your learning. Again, how much one, what the getter is, what the klamar, English form, what that means exactly. A 39th case over here, I see it constantly that when once an engine doctor, I acknowledge Rashi explains that a person that sleeps to base medish, he forgets the learning. What on the loch on your day is to wish me involved, sit zain. The way the Mechal brings down some of the misnamnim, some of the dozes, in base medrash, is a problem. Now, what does that mean practically? You see, first of all, the Kavona put the head down, the Nikhaich is over here, and the Kamdil is over here. So first, the Shach says the Geder is dafka b'kri is not b'arei. That's a Shach. In fact, there are chashulchim, when Chama said it's not name, he does. It's not means not b'kri, it means b'arei. Once the argument says, b'arei is also. Now we read our chashulchim says, the Geder is dafka b'kri is not name. When you hear someone give me chaburo, or someone give shir, says it about Joshua, and then he falls asleep, chash lo shir chol. We'll leave it at that. It doesn't work chabur, it says shir adrasha, but I think chabur is hanging on the back. Kosh lo shirchol. Hey, what do you think? The Gemara in Bava Tasam obeys, Rashi says, Ashuri b'lo isho. Kosh lo shirchol. People argue the point, but that's basically what Azul states. The 41st case over here, what I want you to have ayin ches, the person sleeps with the shoes on, is kosh lo shirchol, again, when it's chayin, basham, other than the bring it down over here. If so, the question is, what do you mean sleeping with the shoes? That means, first of all, if you sleep during the day with your shoes on, what is that? Since the Lekha Yosha Chukadesh, there is no chilek. During the day is a problem. If so, how do people put their head down on the stand over here and have the shoes on? Yes, I see some people take off the shoes. They should not take off the shoes usually. Sleep not over here. What's the eats over here? What's the head through? So, the nice of it, that's going to say, when it's Arai, the mice is not a problem. Rikus from say, I should call up on the staff, let's say, I say, it's not a problem. They do ask, go to the airplane. As soon as we're talking about Jews, about the airplane. You have all the Arai Kriyas, you want to be Kriyas, and I look upon that, myself and Chaver, what overrides what happens to the question over here? Then you also bring down another Sugyo. The Gemara and Shabbos, the Brot HaLavaka by the place in the Sibir Shigir Zayin, the Beisayis, if you tell the same about Shubo. And here, that Tamil Chavon, you wear the shoes from Shabbos to Shabbos, and never take them off. So the true example by the Beisayis, that Tamil Chavon, now we're taking off the shoes from week to week, and they discuss the Sugyo of Kosher matter. So the question is, how in the world will the Tamil Chavon wear the shoes from week to week? How are they doing that? As I think that Rashash the Sugya is the question, you would have mind class. Maisa, either can say over, and the Kutub Arif says over, at the end of the day, the reason why the Tam Chochm, they're falling asleep and waking up, Barai. They had no Kfiyas except for Shabbos. Kfiyas, Shayna on Shabbos, Mishubachas, on Shabbos, the Kfiyas, but Arai, Maisa, and Mutter. The way how the Sugya Chem wants to answer, you're right, it's a problem, but take off your shoes and Mubach Torah, look to my Genis. The Torah, Maisa, protect you. So, and then they comes out again, make it by Arai, the place called Mekel, even if they're not Mekel, we are again, there's an argument point. I think Ben Ocha, very well, that mitzvah will override the concept over here of this idea of Sakon over here. So the term again is Ben Ocha, very well, the same thing over here. A 42nd case is brought down by Jewish people, the eating the ends of the loaf of the bread of a challah is the eating of Sakon, Kosh L'Shecha. So it is the stipler, it says no Makar. So, Sadoz knows what's this Rukhaim, he knows, right? This Rukhaim says, in Shim Makar for this, no Makar. This Rukhaim over and over and over, and says, don't be back with no Makar, there's no point, it's all made up over here. And therefore, the rebels in the Islamist question is a misconception by people this concept over here. However, the Minchas Yitzchak has a Chum Necheletes. He writes, I do not know the Makar, but I'm careful about it. No, I might have a tactic, Gamali Noyig. Maybe it's chel we discussed yesterday. The chosh of Rebbeinu with the car coming, the hill says over again. When the bob mices, and was the hill of bobbers? Don't know. Could be a petri bob mices, Danny White. So the mices were dacking upon it. And the swan seemed to say over. The mices, if you have such a minig, such a sorry about that. Danny White, why she kept it? But the moment, as far as I see, the mices do not have this. I only hear from their friend. They're like, what? They get gad of kosh l'shicha. Leave it as is. Chaim says, leave it as is. Like, we don't take on these. Chumras, we have enough in Yonim, gate number now 43 over here. Finally, they bring down what about Rokal Bezesim? Chaim Palanchi said the problem of Bezesim Kosher Shicho, this is Chaim, he said, Loishimani. They get about that some of each class is Sa'irim. They have a Sa'irim, so it should be a problem, this is Chaim, said Loishimani. I'm going to say, Loishimani. Sometimes just say someone's bevazer by raw sack with Tam Chacham. That's kosher shicha. There's a kind that there's some other items that over here chavita that has salt inside, an egg with salt inside, kosher shicha. I can't find any say that says it. I only say that there is people say it. Nice kind of salt in the shemal don't get that. How what is brought down? The Rishon Chacham says what? Drinking. It would have a rich chokma that drinking a lot of water is a bayah kosh l'shicha. This is a chayim kashas water. I can't, he knows Rish Chochma. I'm not sure why this one said, no, look over here. What the get of a lot of water is, I'm not sure either. Rish Chochma Nefesh also says he's not sure what the get of a lot of water is. Is a Chaim, Kafa Chaim, Sefer, Maya said they bring down that a person should not eat from broken Kalim. A lot of people tell me that the doctor not eat from broken Kalim. What is Koshlo Shikho? So I see the Issa question of Chaim 7 times. First 5 times he says, the Noble Korah, Musmach, don't worry about it. I guess by the last 2 times, they showed the Kavah Chaim. If he's down, I'll be like, yeah, Kavah Chaim says so, yeah, be mocking for it. So I'm not sure what happened there. 5 times, no. Next 2 times, I said, yeah. The Mike said, yeah, so it's concerned to the doctor not to eat from broken Kalim. Fine. I think today we don't eat from broken Kalim because your wife won't let you. But otherwise, fine if you have it. No, no problem. The 40. It says, Kalim Shur. It says, Kalim. Where's the Kalim? Now, another thing, the Gemara in Erevin, Dr. Gimel, it says some will learn to Balachash quietly. The words are, Torah is not going to be protected, it's not going to be not going to have it. The word the Rambam is the Kara Balachash, but Mehima Hushakayach. Work on the Lacha by the Mechaber, Erech Mevob, Sim Chafez over there. The Gemara brings down that Boria, she kicked the guy. But learn it quietly over here. Now, the Erevin does want to say over that if you don't be you, the Chavush has to be loud. If you wish to be loud, Shmei Koyin over here. The point of it is happy with your Yerivorim, Machivorim, either your mouth or your ear, or your ears also. Therefore, there was one who had a tiny little doctrine, you know, Shia listening to it, a little bit back, Shmei Koyin, is it Shmei Koyin takes it? Did Shmei Koyin? I don't think it's a did Shmei Koyin. If I did not hate Shmei Koyin, we did tell us you to take, but it's one of your over here. Your ears listening to it, you don't have to say the doctrine when you're listening to your ears. Might be kind of say because it'll keep you up and actually listen to it. But it's not that this idea of Kosher Shikha, I think your ears are supposed to be your mouth over here. Every time you learn, you should not be blockish. Every time.
If it's a farm, so I should be good
listening. You're fine. You know what Kavu Sibu Kavu. I think it's a grass. It's a similar grass, if I remember correctly.
The grass
says
you have to say the
word. Both then?
Huh?
Both?
He says
his mother says he's right. I can remember it's a grass. I don't know. I remember it's a grass. My sister says that. And the 51st case over here is that the entry Uitzi Yisrael that says that a person who left the safe open, somebody else should not close it. If someone closes it, his safe is kosher shikha for that person. Not closing. The Maisa is in fact asking this question. No, you close it. Close your friend. If the Olam Maisa, you should close over here. Don't worry about the kosher shikha. The last thing. 52nd case, Hashem Berech is run by Kol, 52 cases of him going through. Maisa, the Issa of Chank, yes, it is true that you said over that someone sleeps with their clothing. Is a case of it, you can forget your learning. Sleeps with your clothing over here, is it true? Maisa, it is brought down in the Kishon Lashon, the person should not sleep with his clothing, sounds like all of Derech Eretz. The Chassam Sofer brings down, Maisa, the person should not to others. Maisa, the Issa, it is true that you said that you make a person forget his learning. And if it's true that Issa, about during the day, or about the airplane, you know, see a guy in pajamas, the only kids in the airplane in pajamas. Well, don't, maybe also, of course, the shikha over here. Maisa can send the gate during the day. Maisa did not worry in case of Arai. The airplane, you're not going to get annoying this. I didn't come on the patch, no problem. The Isma, where's the Makar when you sleep in the clothing? Is not the car close to the shikha. Where are you getting it from? It's very simple. Someone who sleeps in his clothing is an Aslam. Someone who's an Aslam does not do Chazara. Don't do Chazara. Means that number one that we said in the beginning. First thing over here. Chazara. Chazara, Chazara. Don't be an Aslam. That's all the trouble. Tomorrow will be the next to get
the liver. Can't you say that?